Being joined now by Vermilion head coach Brandon Gilbert. Coach Gilbert, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us here today. We'll pose the same question to you that we posed to Coach Wahlbaum a few moments ago. What are the expectations from your perspective for the Sailors this season?
First off, thanks for having me, guys. Our expectations, I mean, I love the mix that we have this year. We've got, you know, every level seems to have a decent group coming out. So it's not really, you know, we're not heavy in seniors or juniors or anything like that. And we actually have a few females coming out, which for me is fantastic because I've got three girls myself. And so I would love for them to see that, you know, the sport's evolving and more females are getting into it. So the more they can see that, you know, the better for their dad, right? So, but for us, I think it's highlighted kind of with our seniors. Brandon DiGidio, he's a three-time district qualifier, and I mean, he's got 95 wins in his career. He's got 65 by fall. He's a little hammer. I call him our muscle hamster. He's been around for a while now. I think everybody knows who he is. But and then Dylan Henry as well. You know, three-time letter winner for us, and so those guys, they're great leaders. Not necessarily that vocal. I think they're going to kind of get thrust into that role this year. But it's just high character, high quality guys. And then I've got some great juniors. Chris Bennett this year, you know, he made the 16U National Greco team, and so he's put in some considerable time this summer. And even, you know, Joey Serfosa, Drake Shaw, Joey Brass, these guys that have been with me for a little while now, they're starting to catch on that you put in the time, you show up during the summer, show up all fall, you know, for the preseason workouts, and it'll pay dividends in the end. So I think these guys are, you know, they're evolving in their mindset. They realize this can't be a, you know, one season a year kind of thing. They have to, I mean, you have to buy in, you have to be all in. And so in order to be competitive, at least, it doesn't seem like there's much middle ground anymore. You got elite, and then you got kind of, you know, the ones that are participating. So I'd be remiss that I don't want to take all your doing all the chatting here.
You're on a roll, man.
That's what we're here for. I've got my lone sophomore, actually. I think there might be a couple more coming out, but the one that comes to mind for us is Owen Greer. Last year as a freshman, he did it all alone. No other freshman, you know, stayed out for the whole season. And Owen, I think he got to 19 wins, almost 20 was a district alternate. But his freshman campaign, he can definitely, you know, springboard off of that. And so I'm excited for him. He's probably our most creative wrestler, I would say. And so that's fun for me. I like when they bring a little extra to the table. So, and then we have a great freshman crew. I think we might have 8 or 9 coming out for freshmen. So for us, that's really solid. And they're scrappy. They're a bunch that they're willing to put forth effort. And so I'm really excited about this group that's coming in.
You mentioned, obviously, right off the bat about the girls on the team and how excited you are. So obviously you're definitely, you know, we can answer that you're definitely happy about this movement. But they added the girls' state tournament this year to Ohio. Last year, they had the first collegiate program. We've gotten high school all girls programs now. It definitely seems like it's been a long time coming for this to happen. But just the explosion of it, this has got to be something that probably should be even faster going than what it's been so far.
Yeah, I would assume so. I've you know, you say it to them in jest, you know, the girls are passing by, oh, you coming out for wrestling? No, we're coming out for wrestling, you know, and then suddenly it evolves. I think they're thinking, you know, you actually have a good conversation with them about it. It's not just, you know, it's not sarcasm or us being facetious anymore. This is legit. Like, you guys, you don't have to play basketball in the winter. You know, you can come out for something different. Try, you know, give it a go. I mean, this is, you know, go, you know, get away from mainstream and come to the maybe something that's a little more obscure now. So, yeah, again, I mean, I know my girls. I had them up there a lot this summer, and because they're 7 and 5, and my 17-month-old who doesn't sleep, I'm not going to bring her up right now. But the 7 and the 5-year-old, you know, they watch it, and they, you know, they act like they're a little, you know, oh, they're not that into it. But then you get home, and they're in the family room, and they're, you know, double leg takedown. They're in their stance, and they're moving around, and I'm just loving it. You know, I'm eating this up. So, absolutely, I'm excited about it.
And just on that note, Ohio, as Ohio has been so progressive in the sport of wrestling, we're a little late to the party with girls wrestling, and I know there's been a lot of work done up here. I know Eric's done a lot. I know that Dave Wrestler over at Lutheran West has done a lot. We actually looked to try to get an invitational over the Christmas holiday at our school this year. We couldn't work out the gym date because I wanted to do it around Brecksville and Medina, thinking if some teams had girls and were up in Northeast Ohio that we could get them in for an invitational that day. So I said 25 years ago, I told the Greater Cleveland Coaches Association, you need to wrap your brain around this. We need to embrace this. This will help our sport. And I'm so happy to hear that, Brandon. Brandon, talk to me about the Sandusky Bay Conference. You are absolutely, and sometimes Lorain County, we forget about what's out west of us over there, but that is absolutely a brutal wrestling conference with some great traditions. Perkins, Oak Harbor, some teams that know how to find their way to the podium down in Columbus. Talk to me about the league.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's a barn burner. You know, for us, I feel like we're blessed. We go to a conference tournament, and it's not, you're not ho-humming it. You know, you're not bitter that this is something you're ending your season with and entering into postseason. It's, I mean, you mentioned some of the teams. Let's not forget Edison as well. I mean, they're just, I mean, you got a who's who of D3, then you got really, really strong teams in Division II as well, and it's just, I mean, you go into this thing, and the seeding meeting, I'm like, yeah, you're going to go to district tournament and you're going to see all these guys again. I mean, it's just it's exactly what you said. It's a who's who of, I feel, our area, especially out west a little bit, and so I'm very, very grateful for that competition. It's, I mean, it only helps us. It really does. They fill lineups. There's not a lot of holes. It's competitive wrestling. I love seeing good wrestling. I'm grateful for my numbers this year. I like full lineups. I don't like these piecemeal, you know, kind of got holes and people taking forfeits, and they're not getting any mat time there. So, yeah, extremely blessed with this conference. I mean, it's incredible.
You mentioned, obviously, Chris Bennett's part of Team Ohio, Greco team. Is that part of your kind of high school, when you have your high school coaching hat on, do you sit – maybe the end of the season and kind of map out for your wrestlers what off-season work looks like? And do you have those conversations about what they might do between the end of one season and the beginning of the other?
Yeah, last year I had a new assistant coach, and there's been a lot of turnover as far as assistants for myself. And now there's definitely going to be some retention because his son is on the team now. So Gary's got Malachi as a freshman, and then even further on down the road, he's got Dalton, who's only he's 3 and a half now. So he'll be around for a long time. And Gary, I mean, his bread and butter, he was a freestyle Greco guy. And so for him, he brings another element to the table. I was always a folk style guy. And so we sit down with these boys, and I mean, the change of pace, you know, when he's showing, you know, we incorporate freestyle stuff, a little bit of Greco in there, and they love it. You know, it's just, again, it's an added element. It's something different. And I mean, variety is the spice of life, right? So these guys and now these girls, you know, they have to have that. You have to pique their interest. You have to keep them engaged and involved. And so, yeah, we sit there and we do that. And Gary's, I mean, he's a blessing because he's willing to travel with them. I mean, we have, you know, one of these freshmen that's on here, Chris Brink, who made middle school states last year. Gary's the one that traveled with them, took him out there, you know, sat through those long days, right, got through all that. I'm very thankful for him. I don't give him enough credit. And so, yeah, it's a plan's in place, especially for us, and we needed that. So.
Good stuff. Well, Coach, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us, and we wish you guys the best of luck this season.
Certainly appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.